2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
If money affects your life in any way, Money Making Sense will talk about it. Be financially healthy, wealthy, and wise. Here's your host, Heather Kelly.
Welcome to Money Making Sense, the show that talks about all things money. I am live at Sundance at Instant Karma at the Cabin, and I'm joined by Chandrella Avery. And we are going to know your name because of Napoleon Dynamite.
Yes, thank you. I am LaFonda.
Oh, hysterical.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's really wonderful to be back. I haven't been back since Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and I'm coming back in a different role because I'm actually now a producer. I've produced about 10 films and directing this year. My directorial debut will be coming up this year, but I have a film that I'm here for with an investor that I'm doing a project with Taye Diggs.
Okay. Now, yeah. What is the name of the film?
Seventh Floor. Yeah, okay. It's a psychological horror thriller. Yeah, it's very deep. Very deep. And Taye Diggs is the lead. It'll be our second film that we've done together. We did a film called Till Death Do Us Part, and that was advocating domestic violence. African Americans have it's a different space in terms of, I would say, domestic violence. So we did a film, and then we became advocates for them based on this film that we did. Didn't plan on that. We just plan on telling a really, really good movie. Telling a good story, rather, making a good movie. And we did that. Came out in theaters, limited release. And that's called Till Death Do Us Part. Taye Diggs, Annie Alonza, and Stephen Bishop.
I have heard of that one.
Yeah, and I produced that.
Okay, so Seventh Floor.
Yes.
What is that, since that's what you're here for?
I am, yes.
Now, what can you tell us about that?
Oh, without giving it all away, I'm going to say it is a mix between I See Dead People, with Seven Cents.
Yeah.
Devil's Advocate and The Shining. Dealing with the inner battles of your own demons.
And how does diversity play a role in that film?
Well, because there yet again, it comes a time when most, in terms of African Americans, it's not anything that we delve into in personal, secrecy of our demons. And so this will be helmed by Taye Diggs, who will be leading this, in my opinion, a performance that I'm already looking forward to seeing, how he will manifest this demon that's within inside of him coming out. And it's not anything that we do. Those aren't films. What was the last time? I think we did a Candyman.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Candyman was probably the most significant one. So that's diverse in that, because it'll be myself, female, African-American female producer, Latino Pablo is our director, we have another Latino producer on the team, white, we have diverse, the whole team is all diverse. Our investors, African-American and Cuban.
And, you know, in horror films, when I was growing up, I equated the diverse people I would see on the screen in a horror film to Star Trek, where the red shirt always got it first.
Copy that.
Always, it was always the white girl at the end, always made it out.
Very true. But we realize in Get Out that was different.
Yes.
It was wonderful to see the black guys actually get out.
I know,
in
I
the
loved
end.
It.
Yeah, I thought it was very refreshing. Shout out to Jordan Peele on that.
All right, what else do you want us to know about your role in Hollywood and bringing diversity to us?
I would like for everyone to know, as a storyteller myself, as I said at the top of the conversation, I started out with Napoleon Dynamite. I've had a wonderful career as a storyteller. I just think it's important that for me to be able to see more roles and positions for people of color, for people in all aspects, but for sure women.
Yes.
It was beholden to me to actually turn the table and use whatever cachet I had as a storyteller to envelop that, to get opportunities, funding for doing movies such as what I'm doing right now. I've made about 10 films that have been specifically for the diverse market of African American to BET, TV One, and then selling them in a jumbo to Netflix. Shout out to Netflix. They bought a lot of our films. And so that I've produced and starred in. I think it's important that we just see that this is a new way for females. It's really our season to embark upon what has been not afforded to us prior to now. So this is a season for women. It's the dawn of women, and it's the dawn of people of color.
Great.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening. You can email me with any questions or topics you want to hear about at hkelly@ksl.com. That's H-K-E-L-L-Y at ksl.com. And because this is Money Making Sense, you can subscribe for free on Spotify, Overcast, Apple Podcasts, anywhere you listen to your favorite podcast, and you'll never miss another episode.
Thanks for being a Money Making Sense listener. Follow your common sense on the social media, Money Making Sense, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.